Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
America Meditating Blog Talk Radio Show. We collect wisdom, hear stories, and inspire each other. I'm Sister Jenna. Tune in live from Monday through Friday at 8 a.m.
Humanity saw that the sky was not the limit. Achievement. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Do you like to meditate? Have you tried to meditate? Have you struggled with meditation? Why don't you visit one of the Brahma Kumaris Meditation Center? Visit brahmakumaris.org. Hello and welcome to America Meditating. I'm your host, Sister Jenna. We're broadcasting live from the beautiful Meditation Museum in downtown Silver Spring. I hope this show finds you in a good state of consciousness, more than anything, physically feeling a little bit better. But if you're not feeling better, we're looking forward to having our guest on, Dr. Fabrizio Mancini, who will be offering us some insights on how to have better well-being. Monday through Friday, you'll get to meet individuals like Dr. Mancini on our show. You'll learn a lot about how to take care of your mind, your body, relationships, finance, and all on the America Meditating Radio Show. If you've happened to miss any of our broadcasts, download the free Pause for Peace app and keep updated. Listen to some beautiful meditation commentaries, as well as receive your positive thoughts for the day. Life about healing can be huge. We all want to feel better. We all want to look better. We all want to sound better. But are we making ourselves better? Are we making ourselves healthier? Are we keeping our thoughts in the right state of awareness? Very, very important and very, very crucial. So let's take a few moments and have some meditation together and withdraw ourselves and continue to basically breathe inwards and let the energy of light take us through a process of silence and peace and comfort, and breathe in, relax, and become calm. Today, I am calm, and I will stay calm and cool. I will remain inside of myself, peaceful, calm, and cool. And as I walk and move around at work, I share the vibrations of coolness and peace from inside me. Thank you. What an incredible song. If I had one wish, what would it be? Would you wish for health? Would you wish for money? Would you wish for a better relationship? Would you wish to be happy? There's a story I remembered one of our little kids was telling us that there was a little country store and a stranger had noticed a sign reading, "Danger, beware of dog." It was posted on the glass door. Inside, he noticed a harmless old hound dog sleeping on the floor beside the cash register. So he asked the store manager, "Is that the dog folks are supposed to be aware of?" "Yep," said the store owner. And then the stranger couldn't help but be amused. He said, that certainly doesn't look like a dangerous dog to me. So why in the world would you post that sign? And the owner replied, "Because before I posted that sign, people kept tripping over him." And you know why I thought that was so cute when my little teenager told me that joke? It was because sometimes I wonder if a lot of our illnesses are within our own head, or is it something that we just hold on to and make it into something real for us? Well, why don't we turn to Dr., here we go, Fabrizio Mancini, a world-renowned chiropractor, health and wellness expert, internationally acclaimed educator, President Emeritus at Parker University, is the author of the best-selling books, The Power of Self-Healing, as well as Four Steps for Living a Fabulous Life. He also co-authored Chicken Soup for the Chiropractic Soul and The Well-Adjusted Soul. As a frequent guest of radio and television programs, he has been featured on Dr. Phil, The Doctors, Fox News, numerous syndicated morning shows. He also hosts a popular radio show called Self Healing with Dr. Fab, and Dr. Mancini has given testimony to the White House Commission for Complementary and Alternative Medicine efforts to improve lives, which have been recognized in numerous honors. On the America Meditating Radio Show, we are pleased to welcome Dr. Fabrizio. Good morning.
Good morning, sister. How are you today?
I am wonderful. I love doctors, you know, because when I leave them, I feel better.
Well, you know, I often say, you know, for Parker University, I served as the president for almost 14 years, and I've always said to them at orientation that our hope is to make you the best doctors that we can make you, but most importantly, hopefully, help you become a healer. There's a difference between doctors and healers, and to me, the healers are the ones that exercise that intuitive nature that we have, the ones that we align with nature in such a way that our educated mind is not the only one making the decisions, but it's also this intuition behind us that is so much wiser than any education that we can get from books.
That's important, because nowadays, you know, I wonder how much do medical schools actually teach these up-and-coming new physicians about something that has a lot to do with a holistic approach towards healing. Is that pretty much more of a norm in medical universities?
Yes. Now, for the first time, and this process began probably about 20, 25 years ago, where many of the medical schools, osteopathic schools, began to teach what they called at that time complementary and alternative medicine, in which they cover primarily the professions like chiropractic, acupuncture, homeopathy, naturopathy, etc. But they also began to explore further energy medicine, psychology and spirituality, touch, and those things. And now it seems like almost every single medical school actually gives you an overview, primarily to learn to work with these providers, but most importantly also so they understand what it is that the patients are doing that they're right now having under care.
That's brilliant. Now, you have said that our bodies were designed with the ability to make repairs and defend against illness or injury, and that we are actually self-healing creatures. What inspired your advocacy and passion towards self-healing?
Well, my story is very simple. When I was 17, I had a dream that I wanted to become a doctor. And from then on, even though I was a good guy, kind of made sense for me that I wanted to be able to share with the world healing. And then initially, I thought I was going to be a pediatrician. And then I had a car accident that led me into an orthopedic doctor that referred me to a chiropractor. The chiropractor opened the way for me in 1986 to this world of alternative and complementary and holistic and natural healing. And I researched it for about 6 months and then made the decision not to go to medical school but to go to chiropractic school. And then, of course, I studied acupuncture and energy medicine, et cetera, over the years. It's just right now, honestly, if there was one word that I will give you, is the understanding that people right now are looking for hope more than ever. It's the idea that traditional and conventional medicine, even though it has helped us with so many urgent issues, is not really addressing properly the chronic illnesses of today. And then we're seeing this other world of holism and natural medicine is really advancing, where the people are responding very well to things such as inflammation, arthritis, cancer, diabetes, heart disease, etc. Well, that was really the lesson. Honestly, one of the first statements that I heard when I became a chiropractic student is the power that made the body is the only power that heals the body. I began to recognize that as I was studying physiology and embryology and histology in my basic sciences, that the body has all these systems, right? We study that in physiology especially, that the body has all these systems such as the cardiovascular system, the immune system, the nervous system, the musculoskeletal systems, and all these systems are designed to heal naturally, and that the body is a self-healing organism. The challenge today is that most of us are conditioned to look at health from the outside in. Anytime that we have a pain, we look at it as an enemy rather than my friend that is trying to guide me, that there's something deeper, there's a deeper cause that is happening in which the body is having a hard time healing. And we have to pay attention to that. And there are many approaches to that. So as I went through this process and I became a practitioner, and then I became an educator, and I began to get into the sciences and the research, I started recognizing that really we all are living in the wrong paradigm, because most of us are looking for help from the outside in, on a pill, on a surgical procedure, and unfortunately those are wonderful, primarily when it comes to an urgent case, but they're not really addressing the 80% of our healthcare problems today. This last book that I wrote is called The Power of Self-Healing. What I wanted to bring was the science, because so many times people have been told that alternative medicine, complementary medicine, natural medicine, there is no science. And even though these sciences have almost 80% success rate and satisfaction by the patients, many times you hear that word that is not scientific enough. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to bring an awareness that our bodies not only heal physically, but they heal emotionally and spiritually. And what does the science today say about those things? Could it be that our emotions could be conflicting or could be supporting a disease process within our bodies? Could it be that an emotion is the root cause of a physical problem and a physical illness? Could it be that an alienation with spiritual could be the cause of many of these challenges like depression that we suffer today? One of the most overprescribed medications today, which is antidepressants, could it be another answer out there? Could it be a way that we can help these individuals heal naturally without necessarily the side effects of these medications? So, and what I'm here to really bring an awareness to is for individuals to take a look at how they're living their bodies, how they're living their lives, to recognize that our bodies are the one thing that we cannot trade, right? We can trade our houses, we can trade our cars, we can even trade our shoes. So we don't have to take good care of them if we wouldn't want to. But where else are we going to live if we don't take care of this body? And if we can start understanding the body as paying attention to the emotions that heal us, the emotions that make us sick, perhaps understanding that, you know, our spirituality is an essential component to our well-being, and then we begin to recognize what life is all about, and that if we're not fulfilling our true health potential, how can we ever fulfill our true life potential?
Well said. You emphasize on the science of spirituality and healing, and where I understand spiritual dimensions, the soul lives inside of the body, and based on what the soul experiences, the vibrations from those experiences spread through the body. Whatever might be the particular area of experience that it's grappling with, whether it's insecurity, worthiness, sense of lack, anger, rage, self-doubt, or love or peace or purity, whatever's that energy in the soul, that sends a signal to the body over a period of time, and it creates illnesses. Okay, when we talk about healing the body and the soul, I would like for you to tell our listeners, what is your definition of the soul, and how do we start to heal from a soul level first?
A great question, because, you know, the soul, there's been many debates as to where does it live, you know? Where does it live? Is it part of our minds? Is it part of the brain? Is it a space? You know, if you talk to some of the quantum physicists, they will say that it's just an empty space, because we're all empty spaces. If we go into the electron levels, and I mean, you can take this to such a deep, infinite level, but for me personally, the soul is really the connection that we have with something greater than ourselves. It's that expression within ourselves that is connected with universal intelligence. We may call it innate intelligence, we may call it inner wisdom, we may call it soul, but it's that something that lives within us, but it's the one thing that leaves us after we're gone. We've done many studies in which we have measured the body's weight before and after death. And after death, what happens is that there is a fraction that is less weight, because many scientists believe that that is the soul departing within our bodies, and it moves into something else. So it goes from this physical form back to the spiritual form. You know, one of the greatest lessons, sister, that I learned 27 years ago, it was Dr. Wayne Dyer, one of my close friends and a big mentor of mine, and he said to me, you know, Fab, the day that we recognize that we're not human beings living a spiritual experience, but that we're spiritual beings living a human experience, that began to change my paradigm in how I choose to live my life, how I choose to see others, how I choose to see my relationships. So I see my body as an imperfect human being that comes in through this earth form into this physical form, already imperfect. Or do I choose to deal with the spiritual component of myself, the soul component of myself? So that will be my first teaching. My first lesson will be to begin to heal from a soul perspective. You must see yourself as a soul. You must see yourself. You must treat yourself as a spirit. You must embrace the amazing perfection that you have within yourself. It's the greatest miracle that you have. And as we learn the physical body, we learn that our bodies are created to create miracles. But we must be open. So that will be my second lesson. As an individual that wants to heal from the soul, you must be open to miracles. Because what happens is that educated minds, right, are going to always tell you and give you percentages of what you have and what percentages of prognosis that you may have and how long do you have to live. And year after year, we're seeing people heal from conditions that were told them that they would never heal from. And what happened, the common denominator in them is that they believe that the body had the ability to heal. And that's because they were healing from a soul perspective. They were healing with the understanding that even though this physical body may be broken, that our bodies are constantly regenerating themselves. Our cells are regenerating themselves. And when the spirit is working well, our bodies have the ability to regenerate in the right way and to heal in the right way.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. In your book, you had discussed this concept of the healing triad, such as forgiveness, gratitude, and love. And I don't know if you've ever gone through a situation in a relationship where there was so much pain exchanged between both parties or many parties. And the hardest thing for the soul to participate in was to forgive and honor and allow it to be a learning lesson to make you into a better person. Now, there's some folks who have life great, but they're miserable. And there's some folks who are able to love an animal more than a human being. Now, when you talk about healing triad of forgiveness, gratitude, and love, as easy as it seems for me, because I think they're very easy, what does research tell us about the effect of emotions, positive and negative, on the health, but in particular, these three areas that you have outlined?
It's very critical, and the reason that I spend so much time and energy looking at this is because all of these emotions change brain chemistry. And when you change brain chemistry, that means the chemicals that the brain produces, you can either get sicker or you can get better. What we notice is that, for instance, an attitude of forgiveness, right? When you're dealing with something that really is painful, whether it's an individual that broke your heart, whether it is a boss or a business partner that took advantage of you and left you bankrupt, whether it is, you know, somebody that lied to you when you trusted in them. What we notice is that when you exercise forgiveness, you know, you bring cortisol levels down, which cortisol is the negative hormone that creates a lot of the diseases today because it's linked to creating inflammation. And it brings chemicals such as norepinephrine or dopamine, which are chemicals that are making you happy. There's been much research that have shown that one of the main reasons that there's such a population that is dealing with depression is because they have unresolved issues of resentment, anger, hate that they have not dealt with. It could be towards your parents. You know, I'm a parent. I have two incredible children, and I can tell you that parents do the best they can. But sometimes, you know, we have parents that have issues in which they go into a physical abuse. I give you a perfect example. I had a patient that came to me devastated because she had found the man of her dreams, and all her life she had sabotaged every relationship she had. So when I asked her the question, why do you feel that this is something that you're doing? She told me something she said she never told anyone else. When she was 16 years old, she was sleeping. Her father walked into the room drunk, lay next to her, raped her, left the room, and never talked about it again. She never felt that she could trust a man. She never told her mom. She never confronted her dad. So all these years of dating, she just kept thinking, there is no man out there that I can trust. She was having a hard time forgiving her father. So I took her through a very simple exercise to forgive her father, even though her father had passed away. Once she did that, she was able to actually release all of that anger and became happy again, and not only married this individual, but even now that it's been almost 15 years later, she still tells me that that healing happened instantly when she was able to forgive. We need to learn to forgive.
Yes. Wow, I totally believe that because I've seen some people who have gone through the most horrifying experiences, Dr. Fab, and they've been able to let it go. And I've seen some people who have held resentment just because the sister had an attitude or the sister got more attention from mom and dad than she did, etc., etc. And it requires such a level of interpretation. I think it's so important for us to begin to research our interpretation of ourselves as soul, our interpretation of what I, the soul, choose to experience while inhabiting the body, and that if I am forgiving, and if I have gratitude, and if I'm a loving person, my health and wellness will last a longer period of time. I think that's very important.
Well, you know, sister, you said something that is very important, and that is that, remember when we said earlier that if we see our journey in this physical form as a journey of the soul rather than a physical journey, we can actually begin to experience things very differently in life. If I see experiences as only lessons to be learned, if I see experiences, whether they're positive or negative, as opportunities to discover a greater sense of my soul, a greater sense of myself, perhaps it's a strength that I never thought I had within me. Perhaps it's a skill that I never thought I could master. Perhaps it's an awareness that I needed to have in order to accomplish things in the future that I was meant to accomplish. Then all of a sudden we are not, like I often say, that if we prayed, right, if we pray for suffering, there will be no disappointment, right, in our prayer. But most
so
of us are always looking for things that are easy and convenient and the things that are material rather than truly the lessons in life. I mean, some of the most difficult experiences of my life have been my greatest teachers because I've looked at them as teachers. I've never looked at them as the world was trying to beat me up or it was a punishment, and then therefore I became a victim. It was totally the opposite. It was only like, if I'm going through this storm, it's only because after this storm it's going to be an amazing clarity, maybe perhaps even a rainbow, that is going to be the prize for me sticking to the storm and learning what the storm was all about.
Very well put. Dr. Fab, you are such an inspiration, and I just love your healthy style of spirit. Really, we enjoyed having you on the air today. Before I let you go, could you let our listeners know what's Dr. Fab's favorite life quote that he's living by? And if there's anything in particular that you're really working on or interested in or facilitating, please let our audience know how to get a hold of you.
Well, I would say, I mean, I have so many quotes, but I would say the first one that comes to me is Mahatma Gandhi, and that is to be the change that you would like to see in others. I believe that all of us, if we see something out there in the world, and even if we don't, if we become that something, we are inspiring and influencing more people that way than by just trying to tell them what to do. Just become that change, whether it's more happiness, whether it's more abundance, whether it's more love. Just become that change, whether it's more peace. You become that change, and you'll see how the world begins to change around you. As far as getting a hold of me, if you go to my website, it's drfabmancini.com. So D-R, F as in Frank, A-B-R-I-Z-I-O, M-A-N-C-I-N-I.com, drfabmancini.com. There you can actually get some free videos that you have that will give you great tips of my last 25 years of researching, and I call them self-healing tips. And also, I have a new program there that is called 30x30, in which I created 30 guided meditations of the 30 most important lessons that I've learned in my 30 years of personal development for you to be able to experience, because they're beautiful meditations, for you to experience what they will feel like if you had already accomplished them. And you have the ability to get it from there, too. But just keep posting. Keep in contact with me through Facebook, through Twitter, and I would love to help. And if I can help you in anything, don't hesitate to just send me an email through my website, and I'll be more than happy to help.
That's beautiful. Dr. Fab, thank you so much for being on the America Meditating Radio Show, and continued success in everything that you do.
Thank you, sister. And I appreciate so much that you are bringing such awareness and love and peace into the world. So thank you for having me. You honor me.
You're welcome. Take good care.
Thanks.
It's about the way that you feel. It's your enthusiasm, intoxication. And I really like Dr. Fab's healing triad: forgiveness, gratitude, and love. You've been listening to America Meditating Radio Show, and if you happen to want to spread this particular show to your friends, just invite them to download the Pause for Peace app. Come by the Meditation Museum if you happen to be in the neighborhood. And remember, no one can take away your happiness unless you give them permission. But as we evolve as human beings, we will cultivate the ability to love each other the same. Take care, everyone.